Apollo Earth and Space 101.1 are about as different as radio stations can be. Rebecca Crumble reports that while different, they both provide low-barrier media access in their respective communities, making that their central focus. LPFMs are creating points of entries for members of the community to share their interests and be heard.
There are low barriers to involvement at Hollow Earth Radio, so I think there is something special about the fact that somebody can just walk in off the street, ask about opportunities to get involved here.
Carly represents the endless opportunities available at LPFMs. As someone who had no prior radio experience, through hard work and dedication to the craft, was able to work her way into a leadership position at Hollow Earth.
Really just want anyone with a passion for making things to come in here and get involved. It's what like keeps us going. So a lot of times just that soul like mission, or you know, that kind of mode of operation is reflective of the Central District.
Located in Seattle's Central District, Hollow Earth looks as if you've stepped underground, as if below the Earth's surface level. With rows of small wooden mail holders, like the one in Twin Peaks, given by donations from listeners, and an Earth-shaped water cooler, Hollow Earth represents the eclectic and original style of its show and mission. Now we're going to head up north to Magnuson Park to speak to Juliana Ross, Space 101.1 Executive Director.
We were stage sponsor of the main stage at the Wedgwood Community Picnic this past summer, and that was a blast. I got to serve as MC, and there were a lot of other community organizations with tables there, and a lot of families with kids, and people actually of all ages and everything from the community. So we walked around and got Vox Pops from them that are now broadcasting. So it's super fun when you're listening to a radio station, which seems like, you know, it's universal, it's radio. And then you hear, you know, this is Brian from Wedgwood. It just sounds really great that way. And hopefully that kind of lets everybody know that there's a place for them on the station too.
While at the station, I was able to make my own station ID. Hi, I'm Rebecca from Bellevue, and you're listening to Space 101.1. Within 2 hours of visiting the station, I had the opportunity to speak with staff, go into the studio, and make an ID that will eventually air out and leave a small presence on station listeners. Eric Zappa, Program Director at Space 101.1, and who helped me make my station IDs, says that working in community radio
is a really great opportunity for the community to connect with each other through radio, which is a free medium that everyone can enjoy, and it's just an excellent way for folks to connect in their own neighborhood with and learn what's going on with their neighbors and get to know what's going on with art and community and lots of different events. It just fills a gap that is not found on commercial radio. It's just a, you know, I think of it as kind of like it's a community bulletin board where everyone can share ideas. It's free. It's always there for folks to check out, and there's a really, you know, almost no barrier to entry to connect with one another.
A common theme among Seattle LPFM radio cohort is that it is a low barrier involvement. This means that you, your grandma, your bus driver, and I can all participate in our community radio stations. Low barrier community radio creates spaces for those who might otherwise feel marginalized or as if they have no space in their community to express themselves, and a space that is safe for them to share their interests in an otherwise high barrier society. From Hollow Earth down south to Magnuson Park up north, both stations affirm that engaging with community radio is low barrier and an opportunity for all in the local community. So listen, call, share, and engage. The community radio airwaves are yours. This is Rebecca Cromblett reporting from the University of Washington, Bothell.